Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting as usual from inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta, and it is beautiful today. And folks, I just want to share with you, I went and heard an economist yesterday who was speaking about systemic risk in the banking industry. Oh, and sounded like somebody in the popular press. And if you're worried about your bank, let's just cut to the bottom line. Go to Renaissance Bank. Check them out. They have a rock-solid balance sheet. They're well-managed. They are conservative in how they handle their risk. So if you're concerned about your own bank, check out Renaissance. And what you'll find, I think, is they're big enough to handle pretty much any need you can throw at them, but they're small enough to do it in a personal way. And that's the clients that I've referred to them. That's the feedback I get. Go to renaissancebank.com for more information. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Stephen Wilson. Stephen is with WSI Digital Marketing Agency. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you for having me, John. I really do appreciate the opportunity. It's a great show.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm amazed that you listened to it and still came anyway, but thank you for that. But let's talk about you and what the work you're doing at WSI Digital Marketing Agency. How are you serving folks?
Yes, sir. So WSI has been in the business of helping businesses for 25 plus years. Every business is unique, and so is our approach to helping those businesses. We believe that all businesses have untapped potential ready to be unleashed, and we're here to help you find a digital marketing strategy that will provide remarkable results. So that's what we do.
Ah, got it. So before we get into the details of all that, tell us a little bit about you and your journey. So why digital marketing for you?
Great question. I had a 20-year career. Let me back up. Before that, I worked in the restaurant business for nearly 15 years.
Okay.
Worked with some of the bigger, more well-known restaurant chains out there. Stepped out of that, put myself through school doing that, and stepped out of that and got into something that I didn't do any, didn't go to school for anything like that. I got into the environmental engineering and consulting business. And so for 20 years with a couple of other guys, built an environmental engineering business from 4 employees to nearly 40 employees with a single location here in the Atlanta area to 2-3 other locations across the country. Had an unbelievable career and loved every minute of it, but felt like that there was a time to make a change. And as someone who helped build a business, I dealt with digital marketing. And really, as we started that business, the internet didn't exist the way that it does now.
Yeah.
And so as we built our business, we built our online presence with that. And in this next stage of my life, I felt super drawn to and passionate towards helping other businesses navigate that world of digital marketing and online presence. And so that's how I ended up where I'm at right now.
That's an interesting journey from restaurant, food service, hospitality to environmental engineering to digital marketing. That's I've done a lot of these shows. I've never heard a journey like that. It's pretty cool. So when you got out of the environmental engineering business, there's a lot of things that you could have done, right?
Sure.
And so why open up a digital marketing business?
Great question. So my wife and I have lived in the Atlanta area for our adult lives. We were kids here. We've got married here, grew up here, really felt passionate about supporting local businesses through getting to know great places to eat, places to freak, made connections and relationships over the years through our kids and schools and things of that nature. And so when it came time to realize or understand better about what those next steps were, we really wanted to tap into those relationships and really focus on those relationships and helping build businesses through those relationships. And so that really was a way and a path for us to get into to marketing, to digital marketing.
Right.
So
Yeah, I like that. For small businesses, it strikes me that a lot of them think they know marketing because they see it. And they think they understand how to market their business. And a lot of people, of course, that results in them trying to do a lot of things themselves. So, talk about what a business like that is missing.
So that's an amazing question. For me, what I encounter on a regular basis is that, and I was in that same place myself, you're struggling with day to day, you're on top of the day to day, but what you're struggling with is how do I market my business? How do I promote my business? How do I stay on top of that? Every time I click a page on LinkedIn or something, somebody's always telling me that some sort of rule has changed or and it just becomes overwhelming. And so for me, that's where I feel like that the business owners I talk to struggle with is just how do I balance it all? And then asking for help, understanding they need help, I think are two really critical components to this.
Yeah,
because we all feel like we got it, we can manage it. And we end up doing a lot of things not very well instead of doing and focusing on a couple of things really well and asking for help with the others.
One example of this, I guess I'm just very tactical, is people think just because they've got a Facebook account, they understand Facebook. That's what we're talking about. It's things like that. So if somebody opens up their business and things start happening and they think it's them and it's not.
Right.
So let's talk about, and what we're talking, getting into is things like storytelling and branding.
Right.
So offer your thoughts on that.
For me, storytelling is foundational to any brand and really fundamental to any digital marketing plan. I think storytelling helps you connect emotionally with your potential customers, your clients, your audience. It ties together the story of how your business got its start, which I encourage every business owner that I talk to incorporate that into their digital marketing efforts, because to me, that's where the marketing gold is at. We feel very passionate about helping business owners provide that marketing gold, if you will, through turning your current and future clients into brand ambassadors. When you can get your current and future clients to promote your business on your behalf, that's amazing. And I think that's really where you want to tap into that ideology.
So I want to play devil's advocate with you and be that obstinate small business owner.
Sure.
So why would I want to tell my origin story or anything about me? The customer is there to buy my product. They're there to eat at my restaurant. They're there to buy my widgets. Why does that matter?
It matters for a few reasons. Emotional connection, I think, is a fantastic way of looking at that. Mm-hmm. We are more inclined to gravitate towards, or it resonates more with us, a product or service that we have an emotional connection to. I think that we sometimes throw up the shields. We get very, all we want to do is just the outward facing part of our business is that we're under control. We've got this. We're a solid business. But really where the messaging comes from is, how did you get started? Where did it begin for you? And through that messaging, from struggles to wins to successes, all of that is what makes your business. Mm-hmm. And that to me is where that emotional connection comes to. I think about this in the sense that I really like those guys. I want to help them by giving them my business. Mm. If you can get people thinking about your business in that way,
yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's,
absolutely. That's, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about going local. Sure. And one of the things that you talk about is the importance of tailoring your digital marketing to resonate locally.
Yeah. So that to me is, and it just, of course, it depends on your business and what you do. If you're a part of the local community, the local business community, your messaging and the tone that you set should resonate with that local community. Mm-hmm. And where does your local community like to hang out? Where do they like to find out about businesses in their local community? And so from a strategic standpoint, doing those persona development exercises, whether it be competitive analyses or just better understanding who your target audience is, a critical component to that aspect of understanding, how do I market to this local community? Where do they go? Am I best suited for a social media content campaign? Mm-hmm. Am I better suited for just simply working on and off page SEO? Or, you know, what kind of content can I add to my webpage that better resonates with the local community and my potential target audiences? Mm-hmm. Those are all very critical aspects for local businesses to really delve down into and think about.
Yeah, I guess the point is there's a strategy for going local.
Sure.
Right. And being a essential part of that local business community, that people see that you're an essential part of that business community and they respond with their love and their dollars.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So what are the big challenges that businesses have in digital marketing beyond, we've talked about I guess a little bit about the do-it-yourselfers, but what are some of the big challenges?
So the big challenges that I see are, and we touched on this previously, is just the ability to understand that you're not good at everything. Mm. You as a business owner, you're fantastic at running your business. Understanding that and we all do it. We try to take it on. We try to handle it. And I understand budgetary restraints and getting businesses started and things of that nature are also critical components in all of our decision-making processes. From the standpoint of what I see challenges business owners the most is asking for help. Like understanding mm-hmm. that they need help with this aspect of marketing their business, promoting their business, and then who do I use? There are all kinds of ads out there that are running by people that just handle SEO or people that do paid advertising, or who do I pick up the phone and call? And anytime you run across a professional who in digital marketing that you trust as a trusted advisor, lean into those folks, ask them what they think, pick their brain a little bit about things and develop a rapport that helps you get out of that what it is that you're looking for in what I would call a trusted advisor. And that's what I like to try to position myself as, someone that is a trusted advisor that I can lean into for advice, that I can consult with, and then I'll ultimately help you with developing a strategy. I think we all feel like that asking for help sometimes is a weakness, when in reality, it really is a strength. And so finding help and going with that person.
One of the things I'm curious about, Stephen, is just what I might call the race to the tactical. Someone, they have a business, they're not, let's just say Instagram. They hear that Instagram is hot and they think they need to be on Instagram. And so they jump on there and start doing all that without a strategy to guide them, right? Sure. There's a race to the tactical here because they see somebody else doing this or that. Is that a fair statement?
It is. And whenever I hear someone say, I want to make sure we're on Instagram, or I want to make sure that we're on Facebook, the question I ask is, why do we want to be there?
Yeah.
And again, understanding where our target audience hangs out is a really critical component to that aspect of, is Instagram right for my business? Is promoting my business on Facebook right, or social media in general, the right tactic? It isn't always, but it is, if you choose to go that route, very important to be consistent with it and to provide valuable content. And where I like to point people towards is education. Because I think educating our target audience and our current and future clients about who we are and what we do. And this is that whole loop it back around to our storytelling and brand development that way is really a critical component in that aspect.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And that's where I wanted to go is your job with a client seems to be coming in and setting that strategy for them and then recommending how to execute the strategy.
That's right.
So let's walk through what that looks like with a conversation. Somebody's interested in your services and you come in and do an assessment, have a conversation. What are you looking for and how does that conversation unfold?
Great question. First and foremost, I feel like we need to like each other. I think that is an underestimated aspect of that, right? Like we all want to do business with people that we feel like could be our friends. And that's who I want to work with. I want to work with people that are friends of mine. And I feel like that's what I want from my clients, potential clients, to feel the same way. We like each other. And then we delve down into your business. Let's talk about your story. How did you get started? And that's what I love to hear the most. That's where I feel like really where we're hitting the sweet spot. How did you get started? Tell me about how you clawed this company out of the dirt and where are we going with it? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What are your goals? You know, first year we want to do 1.2, second year we want to do, and we start really talking about that. And so that's the foundation for me on how we want to develop a digital marketing strategy going forward. And so we start with that and then we end up with spending some time researching. It doesn't happen often, but for the most part, everyone has already some digital assets in place that they're not happy with how they're currently performing. And so we start looking at that and we start identifying areas of opportunity for them to look at it and provide some insight. But usually I don't have to do too much talking in that neighborhood. Most of the time, I think the business owners I speak with, they already know that they need some help and they already know. So I try to get them talking about them more than I talk about me. But really, that's where the process starts.
Yeah. And maybe I should have made this clear for our listeners earlier, and I made the assumption everybody knows what a digital marketing is. But when you're doing that assessment, what are we talking about?
Sure.
In terms of digital marketing, what does that encompass? We talked about social media, but is that a website?
That's it.
Talk about what that includes.
So your digital marketing presence and your digital marketing assets is what I like to call them, really starts with your webpage. And from that standpoint, it moves on to your social media, Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. If you're B2B, that's a critical place for you to go to network and gain visibility. Those types of digital assets are really the foundational pillars of your digital marketing presence online. And that's really where we focus. And then you can go next level with that is visibility, overall visibility, whether it be locally or regionally or nationally, depending on your business, services, products, and who you're trying to reach. So All of that is essentially your digital marketing assets and presence.
Got it. So you're going to come in, do the assessment, talk about the business, and get that business owner talking about themselves and their story, and then craft a strategy around all those assets.
That's right.
How do you help them craft a compelling story that people are interested in? Because I think what a lot of people say is they discount their own story, right? Yeah. Oh, that's not a big deal, right?
Yeah, no. Everything about that story is great content and should be incorporated into their overall storytelling and branding. What I think about is like when I visit web pages and I'm learning more about a company, you want to humanize that, right? It is a great opportunity to introduce someone who's coming to your website to learn more about the products and services that you offer to who you are and how you got started. And then from there, introduce them to your team. Learn more about the people that you're going to be dealing with. And don't be shy about that. We spend a lot of time developing, training our the people that we work with, our employees, and they have a valuable role in the overall storytelling and branding of your business. Introduce them to that. I think anytime we can take digital marketing and humanize that and bring that to people, show that connection, bring that emotional connection in regards to what you do and who you have employed to help you do it, is a great opportunity to really resonate and like I've said, create that emotional connection with your target audience.
Stephen Wilson is with us, folks. WSI Digital Marketing Agency is his firm. So what is the biggest mistake that you see people make on websites? Let's talk about those. We talked a little bit about social media and their some of their branding, but beyond not telling their story, what are some of the mistakes?
Man, that's a great question. I think underestimating that how important the webpage is, it's visual, how it resonates visually when you visit it, user experience, how easy it is to navigate, the messaging, the content. I think underestimating that. I think we've all visited web pages that were just like that one page that went on for a mile. It felt having the structure in place for a good solid website. I think that and we don't want to beat them up too much because they're doing what they feel is best, but the do-it-yourselfers, I think a lot of times they are feeling like, oh, I've got a web page, everything is okay. Just because you have a web page doesn't mean that it's set up properly for it to do what it needs to for you and your business.
Yeah. And I would imagine that people overestimate the amount of time that someone that hits their webpage is going to spend there.
Correct.
Right.
That's right.
They're not going to read volumes and volumes of copy, right?
That's correct. Yeah. No, and you want it to be concise. Your level of communication needs to be concise, and it needs to be very informational and educational wherever you can.
Yeah.
And that is a critical component of that as
well. Yeah, that's terrific. Stephen Wilson, folks, his firm is WSI Digital Marketing Agency. Stephen, this has been terrific, and we're just delighted we could shine the light on your work and amplify that. But let's get to I mentioned the money question. The money question is where folks can find you, right?
Sure.
We've got to get that out. If someone's heard something here that makes them think, hey, I want to get in touch with Stephen, how can they do that?
Yes, sir. You can visit my webpage. It is at Stephen Wilson at, I'm sorry, WSI World /Stephen.Wilson.com.
Okay.
You can also visit me on my LinkedIn page as well. I also have, we have a Facebook page for the business that you can go find me on Facebook at WSI Wilson Group. And then, of course, you can just give me a call, and my number is 470-645-1224.
Nothing like the old-fashioned way.
That's right.
Yeah, sounds great. Stephen Wilson, WSI Digital Marketing Agency. Congratulations on all the great work you're doing, and keep it up.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Yep. It was a pleasure. Thank you. Hey, folks, just a couple of quick things before we let you go for today. I've got a book out. It's called The Generosity Mindset, A Journey to Business Success by Raising Your Confidence, Value, and Prices. If you're a services provider, like a consultant or coach or a marketing or branding professional, business advisor, and you're pricing what's between your ears, basically. And that gets into issues of confidence and expressing your value and diagnosing your value and then pricing that value. If those are issues that you struggle with, this book may be for you. Go to thegenerositymindset.com to learn more about the book and to order it. And if you want to connect with me directly and send me a note, you can email me at john@johnray.co is a good place to find me. Also, I want to thank you, our listener. You have supported us over these past almost 8 years now in so many different ways. You continue to share the shows with people that you think need to be connected with the guests that we have on the show. You like us on social media. And we're just so grateful for your support. So thank you for that support. We're trying to live into our mission to be the voice of business in North Fulton, and you help us do that every day, and we're grateful to you. So thank you for that. So for my guest, Stephen Wilson, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.